Hi, and welcome to this HomePod demo. And in this demo, I want to have a bit of a play around with messages. Of course, sending, receiving, and reading from the HomePod. And of course, you will need your iPhone on the same network, on the same Apple ID, etc., etc. All right, so first of all, let me just ask Siri if I've got any new messages. And as with my other demos, I'm not going to do HEY Siri. I'm just going to touch and hold on the top of the HomePod. And because I'm using VoiceOver, you may hear it say play button, or because I do it very fast, you may not hear it say play button. Okay, so if you don't hear anything, that's why. Hi, and welcome to this HomePod demo. And in this demo, I'm just going to have a bit of a play around with messages. So checking for new messages, sending messages, receiving, and of course, reading. And just as with my other HomePod demos, I'm going to be using the touch surface on top of the HomePod, so one finger double tap and hold. I'm not going to use HEY Siri because I'll be sending everybody's other devices off with the HEY Siri magic word for the moment. All right, so here we go. Let me check for new messages. Do I have any new messages?
There are no new messages.
Okay, that's good old Siri on the HomePod talking. All right, let me send a message to my mobile phone. And I'll do this to my work phone. Send a message to 0437 3634.
What do you want to say?
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little worm a-wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. That ends this test message.
Your message to 0437 36534 says, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party. Today I saw a little boy am I bringing on his belly. I want a fit like to come inside and see what's on the telly. That is his test message. Ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, I'll send it.
There we go, and that made a noise.
One notification. Casts. Now. Windows Weekly. MP3. 150 bottles of ranch dressing on the wall.
Sorry, my notifications went off on my iPhone just as it was receiving that message. So you definitely heard it come in. That's on my work phone linked up to the mixer. I'm going to just do reply to message on my iPhone 10 here. That's my work phone. Reply to message.
What do you want to say?
That was a very interesting message, comma, I must say it was also very boring. David, try again next time, smile, full stop.
Your message to David says, that was a very interesting message. I must say it was also very boring. David, try again next time, smile. Ready to send it?
Send.
I'll send it.
And of course, my iPhone will ping.
Messages +61 432 365 534.
Messages.
That was a very interesting message. David, I must say, it was also a very interesting message.
I must say, it was also very boring.
Grief. Right, because I've got messages, of course, open up on my Mac here, plus my iPhone 8 Plus, which is my personal phone at the moment. That's why you had two beeps and two messages reading. So let's ask Siri, keeping in mind that I might be away from my iPhone and my Mac in the kitchen. Thank you, one of my iPhones, for going to sleep. Let's try this. Do I have any new messages?
You have a new message from David Woodbridge. That was a very interesting message. I must say it was also very boring. David, try again next time, smile. Want to reply?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
That's very easy for you to say because you're not doing this podcast recording and thinking up unique things to say when you're doing a demonstration. Full stop. You try again next time yourself. Smile. I like talking to myself.
Your reply to David says, that's very easy for you to say because you're not doing this podcast recording and thinking up unique things to say when you're doing a demonstration. You try again next time yourself. Smile. I like talking to myself. Ready to send it?
Send.
Done.
This time my iPhone 10 should only go off.
12:29 PM. One notification.
Excellent. Thank goodness for that. Okay, so there you go. Now, the thing you can't do is this.
Hi.
Delete my last message.
I can't delete messages.
iPhone, you're going to slave again. So you can't delete them using the HomePod. You've got to delete them off your iPhone, your iPod Touch, your iPad, or your Mac. Let me see if I've got any new messages. Do I have any new messages?
You have no new messages.
Excellent. So we now are officially all up to date. So that was just a quick play around with using messages with the HomePod, of course, via your iOS device. In my case, it was my iPhone 8 Plus. And as I said in the demo, I was doing that from sending messages from my iPhone 8 Plus, which is associated with my HomePod here at home, and sending and receiving from my iPhone 10, which is currently my work phone. So that will do for the demo. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.